How's our local sorcerer doing, huh? You're not gonna pass out from ale like Ragnar yet, are you?
Wait, what? Seriously?
Not even a single drink?
I guess I should have seen that coming.
You did say you don't much like it.
I don't think I've seen you drink a single time in the whole 2 years we've been in this party.
Well, I've seen you drink, but not alcohol, that is.
Even still, I haven't really seen you drink since we never get to see you take off your mask. You just turn around.
There was that time Alvis tried to charm you into showing us your face. Remember the performance? Bart, am I right?
Oh shit, sorry. I forgot that you got really upset about that.
I didn't want to share. I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable all over again.
You know I wouldn't try to get you to do something you didn't want, right?
I wouldn't let anyone else do it either. You folks always said I was the mom of the group.
Thanks. You know, in spite of how quiet you are, I always thought that you held the most say out of us all.
Yeah, you had this aura, like a commanding authority, though you're not physically imposing. Some women might find your mysterious air attractive, maybe some men too, though that's not really your thing, right?
No, I wasn't implying anything, it's just that, well, we've traveled with you for 2 years, and even we still don't know that much about you.
That end, you've been avoiding all of the girls fawning on the men in our party after we killed the lich.
You know, Cephas was no normal lich either. He had magic that most sorcerers would give anything for, but as far as I could tell, you were not very impressed. Most of that fight, honestly, was all you. I'm not downplaying the rest of us. We barely did anything. None of the rest of them would say it to this extent, but they were all beyond impressed as well. I only know that you're noble and that you're from the north. Based on the name you gave, you must be much older than you seem, but not in the human way. For all I know, you may well be a human, but I know that your name doesn't show up anywhere now. But it doesn't really matter, you know? You seem surprised. No, it doesn't really matter. At least not to me. And that is because I don't care about you. Quite the opposite. It's because it's your next move that interests me. I'll never ask you to share anything that you don't want to. But I'd like you to know that you can always tell me anything. I mean it. I'm not that nice. I'm just looking out for you. But in all this time, I think I figured out what's really going on with you. You want to know what it is? I don't know if it's why you wear the mask or not. I don't know what it is that eats at you. But I can tell that, for whatever reason, you're not just reserved from others. You're also shy. A little bit?
Yeah, I thought so. You don't have to tell me everything.
I did have a question for you though, if you don't mind.
Oh good.
you've always known much more about every race than everyone else that I've met. Hell, you probably know more about elves than I do, and I am an elf. But anyway, with the Great Lich dead, the party will be disbanded soon, presumably once the king rewards us in full tomorrow. But I'd still like to travel with you, if you don't mind. I was also hoping that we could stay together in the Elven capital for a while. I haven't been home in a while, and I suspected that you might have liked to relax in such a peaceful place. Perhaps you could even teach me more about it. I know it may seem rather sudden, but I thought it best to ask you sooner rather than later. Yes, of course! I understand that you have long-term goals of your own, and I suspected that it would involve more adventuring. That's fine by my book. I think it would be enjoyable. Plus, being an elf, I'm not exactly worried about spending too much time out in the world. Oh, thank you. I promise you won't regret it. I've gotta go get my stuff ready for the morning. We'll have to see the king, but after that, you and I can head off whenever you feel like it. I'll see you tomorrow. You're awake. Thought, just thought I'd pop in, see if you'd slept well last night. No, I slept nicely. I've never seen portals like yours before recently, so I'm still nervous going through them. So suffice to say that when we moved to the Great Elven City by portal, I slept like a log. I'm glad to know you slept well too. You mind if I sit down? Thanks. Feels nice to have a rest, but more so to be back here again. It's been a good 75 years since I was here last. No, don't worry about that. I mostly just wanted to relax a bit here with you. It feels nice, I would say. Actually, hoping to discuss something else with you here today. That is, if you don't mind. Thanks. So, like I've said before, we've been traveling together for some time now, but we still never learned as much about you as the rest of the team. I've always wanted to get to know you better. I guess you could say that in spite of all your secrets, I've had a bit of a crush on you. You may be serious, but you're also something of a sweetheart. You're reserved, but you're capable. No matter what, when we were in danger or not, you were there watching over us, in spite of being a party member. Hell, I was the ranger, and I felt like you were watching over me. Even when you didn't talk much, I felt that even a look from you assured me you understood most anything that was said or any issue we faced, mine in particular. A single word from you is enough to soothe me, even when I'm filled with the greatest strife. Your hands, your words, your actions, they're all dedicated to doing what is right. You care more deeply about helping others, even if it means risking yourself. There is such power in your magic, yet you are so gentle and kind. The brief moments when we look each other in the eyes, I feel as if you understand me. And I think to an extent that I understand something about you. I think that I love you. I can't give you a kiss with that mask on, but I won't ask you to. I think that you'll do it when you're ready to, in your own time. I don't want you to feel pressured into it just because I'm vulnerable right now. Just take my hug.
I'd like to do more, if you'd let me. May I? I was hoping you'd say that. This nightgown comes off easily enough. Just a couple of strings pulled here and there. But as you can see, I don't wear anything underneath. Elves may be relatively chaste, but we're also free-spirited. Of course, you already knew that, didn't you? But there you go. Here's all of me. My pale tits are fairly big, even for an elf girl. My pussy, already moist, finely lined by my nicely shaved hairs. And this pussy is tight. Not only is it unused, but it's elven. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but elf girls are tighter than almost every race. Elven men are small compared to many others. It would hug and squeeze you unbelievably well. I have an idea you might like, but I'm not sure. If you don't want me to actually see your cock yet, you could cast blindness on me. You'd need to guide me along, but that would be completely fine with me. I trust you with my life. I've already trusted you with my life before, though, so you probably already knew that. Yes, take my hands. Guide me. It'll be a little while before I can see again, so guide me. Oh, is this your cock? It's very nice. I'm sure plenty of girls would like to take this. But I get to take it. This nice, hard cock of yours. Oh, I really love you, you know. I wanted to do this for over a year now. If it makes you more comfortable, I'm still not sure what you are. As far as I know, most humanoids have pretty similar cocks in terms of shape. I can tell you're not an elf, though. I would have sucked you off in the tavern, you know? Even in front of all those people. Hell, you could have fucked me in front of them. But I know you wouldn't have dreamed of asking that. Or maybe you have literally dreamed of fucking me in public. Maybe fucking me in a dungeon. Maybe pounding my ass over the remains of the lich and his minions. Or maybe fucking me in the dragon's lair. Hmm? dragons always seem to fascinate you the most, after all. I used to rub my clit thinking about you fucking me right there in front of the party. Maybe me cucking Alvis. She always did like you, you know. But in spite of being a bard, she was never able to get you. I think I caught her moaning your name a few times while she masturbated. Sorry. I've never even sucked a cock before, let alone tried a deep throat one. There we go. I got it all down that time. I bet even my throat feels tighter. Will you give me a load, please? Oh, will you please feed me a fat, sticky load? I wonder if your cum is magic too. Will it let me breathe fire or something? Well, I think you're getting close now. Oh, please give it to me. Please. Give me your hot, sticky cum. Feed it to me. You've got some really nice cum, you know that? Yeah, I'd like to have it again sometime. That is, if it's not a problem for you. Something told me you wouldn't turn that down. I know that you can use magic to replenish yourself. So, now that I've moved on to my back, are you getting any ideas? Perhaps my spread legs can entice you? Look at that moist slit. It would grip your cock like a fiend grabs its prey. Except a lot more lovingly. That's it. I'll just put my graceful legs to the side. Look at my blossom. Have you ever fucked an elf before? Maybe you have, I don't know. But I guarantee you that you'll have the time of your life inside me. Oh, I can feel you rubbing your cock against my slit. It feels so good, but I want it in me. I want it in me. Please put it in me. Please? Oh, don't you want to pound your tight elven ranger? The woman who loves you? Your slender and elegant but tough little elven girl? Oh, please. Oh. Oh, my gods. Oh, I'm already clenching you. You're not even all the way inside, and I'm clenching on your cock. Oh, you really have to shove it in, don't you? I'm so tight. It's like, oh, shoving a sword into the eye of a needle. Oh, by the gods. Fuck me. I'm already. Oh, God. I came on your cock. I came just from you breaking my hymen and pushing your cock into me. Please, please, pump into me. Finish breaking me in by fucking me. I can't take it. Please. Remember, I survived getting hit by the ogre's mace. I can take it. God, I love you. Oh, God, sorry. I love you. Oh, this is perfect. You're perfect. Oh, I wasn't sure I could convince you to do it, but you did. I'm so glad that you did. Maybe we should invite Elvis in time. Would you like the two beautiful women? Two beautiful women trying to outdo each other to please you, to show you how much better we are than the other. But Elvis is just a human girl. She couldn't possibly compete with an elf. God! Oh, I love you. This is perfect. You're perfect. I wasn't sure I could convince you to do it. But you did. And I'm so glad you did. Maybe we should invite Elvis sometime, huh? Would you like that? Two beautiful women trying to outdo each other to please you. To show you how much better we are than the other. But Elvis is just a human girl. She couldn't possibly compete with an elf, could she? After all, you know that old racial saying. Elves are made for looting, they say. Well, we're better for so much more than that. I'm sure you can't deny right now how much better I must feel than any other girls. Better yet, out of all the other races, it's said that mine is the tightest. We're the tightest elves around. I can tell from your moaning that my wet tightness is perfect for you and your cock. Oh, God. You're squeezing my tits. Yes, do it. Squeeze my tits. They belong to you. I want to be yours. My tits are yours. I love how you squeeze my tits. I love how you fuck me. I love you. God, you fuck me tenderly, yet with such distinct strength to your motions and thrusts. You truly do make love. Every motion meaningful. I know. You fuck me with need, but not like an aimless beast, desperate only to get off. You care for me. Kneading my tits and rubbing my clit. Fuck. I want to be with you. Is that weird? Is it weird that I want to be with you and I know you less than our old teammates? I don't think it is. I know everything about you that matters. I know everything that I need to know to love you. I've loved you for so long, but without a clue to how to tell you. You're so quiet and reserved. And you say you have trouble with other people, yet you never give off the impression of your difficulties. It made it so much harder. So much more intimidating to try to talk to you about how I love you. Yet even just our little glances, a quick moment of eye contact, and I swear you saw right through me. You're gonna make me come again. Oh, God, I'm gonna come again. You make me feel so good. You make me feel so good, both when you fuck me and when you so much as look at me. Oh, you make me feel so happy, and I'm gonna come for you again. Oh, I love you, and you're gonna make me come. Oh, are you gonna come too? Will you come with me? Will you please come with me? Will you please come in me? Please, I'm begging you by the gods. I'm begging you. Please inseminate me. Please get me pregnant. I want your child. I love you so much. I just want to be yours. Will you please? Please, 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 please. You will. Oh, thank you. I love you so much. Fill up your Elven Ranger. Fill me to the brim. Fill me with your cum. I can't. Hold on. I'm gonna get cum. Thank you. That was perfect. No. Stay inside me. I want to stay all bottled up with your cum. It's still a while until it's time for breakfast, and I'll still have blindness for a little longer. In the meantime, we have a year and a half to make up for, and I think the next thing you should do is fuck my ass and compare it to my pussy to see which one of the two is tighter than the other. But you have to promise to fill up whichever one is tighter with loads of cum. Why, of course. I suspected you would already know the atomical answer. But I don't think that counts as a trick now, does it? Would a ranger try to trick her lover into giving her loads of creamery? Seems more like something that a rogue in love might do.